All right, folks, we are on the fantastic Voyage 2018 cruise. It is being an absolute blast, but some of us still have to do some work, of course. And Kim Nelson Ingram has been snapping the whip, just keeping everybody in line. And so we're here. And so I always talk about new stuff. I talk about education, a lot of heavy stuff as well. I was at the Jennifer Lewis book deal, and Royce Reed roll up on me. She's like, "Hey, Roller, what's going on? I ain't seen this child in about 5 years since we were at the family reunion." And we start talking about the importance of the arts and the creativity in school. Now, folks say, "Oh, was she on Basketball Wives?" She was. When was that?
Was. Many years ago.
Yes. But the reality is you really are trying to get young folks involved in dance, in the arts. So talk about that, because folks may not even realize that's your background.
Yes. Well, I'm a Rattler, so let's, you know, shout that out first.
Okay, we're done. Okay.
And a lot of people don't know, my major was actually theater education. I majored in theater because I've been a dancer since I was three, so I already had that. But I enjoy acting, and that is really my background. And I really love the arts because I think it, one, keeps you healthy, and it's something that we're losing. And in a lot of our schools, they're getting rid of the performing arts, and I think it's extremely important to keep them there. And I see, especially with my company, a lot of these girls wouldn't have any way to dance or perform if it wasn't for my company.
And what it does is, look, man, I played in the band in elementary mm-hmm. school, in middle school, and a little bit in high school as well. I was a part of the Summer Jazz Workshop in Houston with Bubba Thomas and Conrad and some of the other people. And it gives them an opportunity to travel.
Yes.
To meet different people. They are major dignitaries they meet as well. So it goes beyond just the creative aspect. It's also exposing them to a whole different world.
And it's an outlet. It's actually a way to purge your emotions and not have to necessarily use your words, but you can use your body to explain or to express how you're feeling. And with everything that's going on right now, especially in the world, they need something else to do. And my parents always kept me busy, so I was always involved in so many things, whether it was playing the piano, whether it was acting, whether it was dance and track, you know, anything like that. So for them to be taking it away from these kids now, what are they going to do?
And look, I've interviewed Debbie Allen for a number of times, and she's a huge advocate about that. Kirk Whalum as well. He used to be over Stax Music Academy. So how do you plan on using your name, your following, to become an even bigger advocate for the arts in our community centers, but also in our schools?
Well, my goal is to tour and hold classes, whether it's, you know, I don't want to just do the fitness classes. I want to actually show people that the foundation of dance is ballet. And a lot of people think it's boring, but it's actually really not, especially if you do it in a way that makes it entertaining and fun. Mm-hmm. And it's an education behind it. And I believe that if these kids are given an outlet and a passion and a craft that they can use as their talent, they can use it when they go over, you know, off to school, because they give scholarships. And if they don't have it in school, then how are they going to get a scholarship for it?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a lot more to dance than booty shaking. Yes, I know I did the pool party. Let's let that go. But that was back in the day. You know, I own it. You know, I've tried to push it away, but I'm like, I own it now. It's a meme. It's everything.
But some of us still booty shake on the cruise. I'm
exactly.
just saying. But, you know, it's a thing we do, but you can do more than that.
Absolutely.
And also, I got to ask you this here. And how important is it for you as you're doing this to get folks to understand that Basketball-Wise was a part of your life, it was a phase, but you're not defined by that?
Yes, that's a stigma that I'm still trying to, I don't want to say get rid of it, because it was a part of my life. I don't regret doing it, but like you said, I'm far more than that. And I want people to realize that I am educated and that I do have far more to offer than you know, being that black girl on a show that's ratchet.
Absolutely.
You know, we're a lot more than that.
How can folks reach you? Is there a website for your dance company? If there's somebody out there who want to volunteer and help, or
in
the silly city, how do they reach you?
You can reach me. My Instagram is easy as Roy Street. My company is Fantashique. It's Fantashique. We're actually an official 501c3.
Cool.
Yes. So.
Which means you take donations.
Absolutely. And they are much needed. These girls have performed for the Universal Circus, the Magic Game. I mean, they've gone to FAMU, BCU, Miami, everywhere.
Cool.
So.
Well, Royce, it's always good seeing you. Good luck with that. And again, as somebody who's a major advocate for the arts, we need more of that. And so hopefully somebody listening will say, you know what? We need to be doing that in our schools and our communities. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, folks, back to the party here on Fantastic Voyage 2018. Holla!